No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're back for the second of our two matchup shows this week. We're going to talk about the Ravens offense versus the Bears defense coming up in their game on Sunday. Joining me as always to do that is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had a real good defensive matchup show talking about things like will we see Nate Wiggins travel with Rome Odunze, and can we see more pass rush on early downs from the Ravens? All different things that we're looking forward to see if the Ravens can get back on track this season.
It does look like one of these times, and this doesn't happen all the time, but the Bears have an awful lot of offensive weapons they can use against the Ravens, and in particular the Ravens in their current state and patched together defensive line and outside linebacker core. They certainly are going to need to control the run game, which I think means play good space denying football on the inside with their massive interior defenders, try and find a way to get into the backfield potentially with some run blitzes and reduce the yards before contact number for DeAndre Swift, which has fueled a lot of his total yards per carry. So he's at about 2.14 yards before carry per play. We also talked a little bit about how the Ravens secondary can even line up against these Bears three wide receivers when they decide they want to put them all on the field at the same time with Odunze and Luther Burden and DJ Moore. It's a dangerous group.
Yep, completely anyway, agree.
Worth the listen. Go back. Let's talk about the offense. Frazier, what do you have for us?
Yep, first matchup on the offense is Ravens quarterback, because we don't know whether it be Rush or Lamar, versus the Bears inside linebackers. Specifically making space for the offense. We really need to see a better game. If it's Rush, we need Rush or Huntley, we need to see a better game at the line of scrimmage, making the calls, getting into the right plays, and also not letting, it's hard to say this, but a lot, not letting your inexperience let you key in on reads, making your eyes focus on the middle of the field and crowding in the middle of the field, not letting guys like Isaiah Likely or Andrews be able to get the spacing they need to make the plays for the offense to keep going. And that plays hand in hand with the run game and Derrick Henry, because if you're not able to get these linebackers off their spots, then they're able to just play downhill and free. And that's not what we want, because we've seen that result of what defenses can do when they just let it loose against this Ravens offense without Lamar Jackson. With Lamar in the game, it's 100% different. He brings fear into the defense's eyes. And I think from there on, we'll be in a better spot against the linebackers. But if it's Rush or Huntley, then we really need to focus on doing good with the play action, doing good with the communication, and making opportunities over the middle.
Kind of a vicious cycle with the Ravens backup quarterbacks, as I see it, is that you have a couple of quarterbacks whose pocket presence is so limited that they have to have the ball schemed out of their hands, which means routes have to be quicker. They have to generally come back to the middle of the field more than you would like. It turns a lot of your powerhouse receivers who can do deep crosses or run a 9 route, run a 7 route, be guys that all of a sudden you have to be bringing back towards the ball more often than you would like, and scheming them throws right out of the break instead of waiting for, as Lamar would do, to be able to saunter around the pocket, dance through traffic in the pocket, and complete an easy pass when some space is developed a little bit later. That's just not what the Ravens have available to them. If Rush or Huntley are out there on Sunday and Lamar is not, I mean, it's a very, very limited offense. They have limited ability to make use of misdirection, even if they use weapons like Mitchell and other jet motion players. I think Wester, even Flowers himself, which I think is kind of a waste, as you've heard on the show many times. But the options to do that are very limited when you don't have Lamar at quarterback. It's an entirely different game. Huntley, we said he was a similar style of quarterback. He's nothing like Lamar in terms of either passing ability or running ability. And he's really nothing like Lamar in terms of pocket awareness and knowing when it's time to get rid of the football, when it's really time to get rid of the football or leave the pocket. No clue in that regard. We saw 4 sacks and a very limited number of total dropbacks last week, 4-18, 4-9. I think it might have been 4-18 because he had a spike in there. So
yeah, it was weird though, because he brought some kind of spark for the Ravens, because with Cooper, it just was very stale. The only thing that Huntley has is that he can get some kind of mobility with his legs and make a play, and that was really the biggest play the offense had.
Yeah,
next to touchdown, but
yeah, the 19-yard run was really the on 4th and 12 by Huntley was the kind of the play of the game in a lot of ways, and it was nice to see. It was nice to see Snoop have a moment back in Baltimore, but I think we also saw plenty on those last drive or two. It might have been two where he was sacked 4 times, and the Ravens' offense just they couldn't hold up to Byron Young and Jared Verse at that point. And they were in there play after play after play, and Huntley did not know how to react to it. Did not know how to get away. Did not know how to navigate the pocket, and couldn't keep his eyes downfield. You know, when he did have to avoid the rush, so multiple problems in there. I agree with you entirely, and I have a somewhat similar one. I think it's the Ravens QB, whoever it is, versus the Bears pass rush and secondary. And this could be a problem for Lamar too, but it's certainly a problem for Rush or Huntley. Rush. The Bears have feasted off turnovers. They lead the NFL with 16 turnovers, and they get them all kinds of different ways. They have 11 interceptions, but they also have 5 fumbles. 4 of those are on defense. They do a lot of things. We'll talk about it a little later in terms of having the second man to the ball be aggressive on things, but they take advantage of pressure very well in terms of having their safeties, and Kevin Byard in particular is very dangerous in this way, get to a spot where he can make a pick when the quarterback is under pressure and is going to have to get rid of it. the difference between having Lamar back there and not having Lamar back there is obviously night and day in this regard. But whoever is back there, they need to take care in the pocket in terms of not getting the ball dislodged by any member of their pass rush. And they need to have real pocket awareness in terms of where is the pass rush? Are they able to maneuver away from it? How soon do they need to throw or run to get away from trouble? And, you know, when they do, they need to make sure that that doesn't end up in a tight window, in a ball put in harm's way. In other ways, we've seen this year, we saw an underthrown ball for the first interception thrown to a tight end by Lamar. That was Leo Chanel down the right sideline throwing for Andrews. But it's been a variety of crap that's gotten Cooper Rush. Huntley didn't throw an interception, no. But a variety of crap has gotten Cooper Rush so far in his couple of games. Some of it's been on, you know, Andrews for multiple bobbles on the ball, Bateman for not finishing his route. He also underthrew a route on the right sideline, and he threw a ball over the middle into traffic where I think the inside linebacker got it, right?
It was the one where he was throwing it to Zay and he just threw it way too inside and was undercutted. Mm-hmm. It was bad. I was at the game. It was to see that live. It was like, Zay was open. So
anyway, keep care of that football versus a very opportunistic pass rushing secondary.
Yep. I completely agree. I think, like you mentioned, it's games like this where Lamar's cerebralness at the line of scrimmage and understanding what's coming. And really at the end of the day, he's not reckless with the ball and he knows how to be pinpoint accurate. So him not being in this game is going to be crucial in that aspect, because this Bears defense has proven to be solid. They have Montez Sweat on the outside and their secondary is no joke, led by Kevin Byard. So it's going to be tough. Did you have more points to add?
No, that's it for that. We've each got one more.
Yep. So moving on to my next point, really directing towards the Ravens pass pro versus the Bears pass rush. Like I mentioned, they have Montez Sweat and they also have people like Grady Jarrett, who's a good defensive lineman, and Tremaine Edwards, who's a nice little linebacker who likes to come off the inside linebacker spot and rush the passer. And they also like to send secondary players on sim pressure or extra man blitz. So the Ravens have proven to have issue against different fronts, different type of blitzes. Steve Spagnuolo really did expose them in Kansas City, and Dennis Allen is not in the same tree, but he's along the same kind of defensive creative minds who have been in the league for a long time. So he knows how to pick his spot, pick his guy on the line, and really pick on what the weakness is. And it's going to be big for guys like Falele and Voorhees and Linderbaum. That middle is going to be tested. And then do we anticipate Ronnie coming back this week?
He's practicing. We'll see if he's in any condition to play, but he's practicing, and that's at least something.
Okay.
So he and Boom, there hasn't been a lot of difference in how effectively they've played over the course of the year. Neither of them has been any good at all.
So. Yep, I agree. So it's tough. Roger has had his issues as well, and he's going to be going against Sweat. So it's going to be a big matchup for this pass pro. We want Lamar back, yes. We want Lamar back healthy as well, but we don't want Lamar back coming immediately, running for his life either. So it's a weird place that we're in right now. We have to make sure that we protect him at all costs. And it really starts with up the middle against really letting him be able to step up in the pocket and not have to force himself to roll out and escape the pocket that way.
Well, we'll see if they can maintain rush integrity, if the Bears can.
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Yeah, obviously, you can usually do it if you rush extra men. So if you rush five or six, lane integrity doesn't mean as much anymore when you have numbers like that. But when you rush four, it does matter, and it often means you can't stunt and can't do some things you might otherwise do against to try and get to Lamar Jackson. One of the things that's been a problem for the Ravens is they haven't had good maintenance of depth on the interior to try and be ready to handle stunt and blitz handoffs as they're needed. So that's something that if I were Dennis Allen, I'd be trying to take advantage of that, I'm afraid. So we'll see if that's how they go after the Ravens interior, but that could be on the edges. Whoever's at left tackle is going to have a job to do. And whoever's at right tackle, you know, we'll face sweat some at least. And that'll be, a difficult matchup for them. Don't know if it gets to the point where you have to change the strong side of the offense almost to play the tight end more on the left side. I don't think that really works. But the Ravens are severely handicapped with who they have at left tackle right now. And I think there's a real possibility that they're going to have to make use of Patrick or Card on that side for chips and some set blocking assignments as well, just to try and hold up over there.
That's where I was going to go. I was like, if Pat's going to be crucial, he's going to be almost like our six offensive linemen coming into this game. I mean, if he's good to go, Zaire Mitchell-Payton is definitely a scratch this week. There's no need for him
Be a cut, honestly. Yeah. If they did that, they might not, but we're really at that point. I don't think there's another team in the league that's going to say, "Ooh, ZMP is available. Let's make sure we get him." I think he makes it through the practice squad again.
Fair.
All right. The last thing I have is talk about the Ravens really needing to reestablish the run game. This is not an unbelievably stout run defense that the Bears present. They do have Tremaine Edmonds in the middle, who's been having a very good tackling year. He has generally improved as a tackler since his early years at Buffalo, when he had some issues with that. And he's always been kind of a looming presence in the middle of the field because he's so tall in terms of being hard to throw over. But Bears are allowing 4.43 yards per carry. The Ravens are allowing over 5.3 yards per carry. So it's a big difference there. But the Bears are still 14th most yards allowed in the league. So or per play, and the Ravens are getting back Patrick Ricard, and that is probably the biggest single thing that they need. Well, other than getting back Lamar Jackson to reestablish their run game. So. Yep. Hopefully, you know, they don't have a bunch of interior defenders any good. Andrew Billings has been a guy who can play some run defense for them on early downs. He's been okay. The rest of the guys are their pass rush threats are no threats at all. Grady Jarrett, Javon Dexter is a you know, good young player as a pass rusher, hasn't really earned his stripes as a run defender yet. Chris Williams, Jonathan Ford, and Shamar Turner. Those are not guys that strike fear into offensive coordinators in terms of inability to scheme against them to get level two first contact opportunities. And that's what the Ravens should be attempting to get here. They have decent tacklers at safety. It's not like the Bears are without some ability to tackle. They're a pretty good tackling team, reasonably good anyway. But the Ravens hopefully will be breaking some tackles in this game, getting to level two and having Henry use his size, his stiff arm, and his ability to shed contact to make some good plays. And I hope when he's not out there, I hope this is finally the game where Keaton Mitchell gets a reasonable trial of carries as well, because they need his misdirection in the game. In order to use his misdirection, you have to give him the ball some, even though everybody knows he's getting the football when he comes in the game. But it's just the thing that keeps getting said. But you do actually need to give it to him a certain percentage of the time in order to make sure that he's valuable as a misdirection weapon.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to a point where Keaton Mitchell is like, what do we have to lose in the season? Like, what's hurting us in using Keaton Mitchell? It's not like, I mean, the bag's out of the hat. We're 1-5. Like, there's no reason to sit this guy. And there's rumors that he could be traded. And personally, if that happens, I'll have a problem.
Yeah, I would really not like it if that were to happen. Brian McFarland was on the show. I was having trouble remembering who had told me this, but I think it was Brian McFarland who's made a good point. He said that if Henry were to go down for a couple games for whatever, if he were to get injured, who would step in as the Ravens' primary running back? And he said he thought it would probably be Rasheen Ali. And on reflection on that, I think he's probably correct. I don't think it would be Mitchell. It is in part that I don't think Mitchell is the appropriate guy to take 18 or 19 carries a game.
Right.
And Ali is probably not either for reasons of productivity, which probably means you want to go to the street and get another running back. If that's the case, there are lots of guys out there still looking for work who you can figure out who you want to give a lot of carries to. But it would be a real problem if Henry were to go down for any period of time at all, not be available. And just how would the Ravens deal with that? I mean, it's not obvious what they would do at this point.
Yeah, 100%. And I think back to your talking point, the big thing is we need to make sure that we can give Henry at least as many opportunities with no contact before a line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
because that's at the end of the day, that's his bread and butter. Once he gets a full head of steam at the line, then he's falling forward for 3 to 4 or 5 yards, and then we can get going as an offense. But if he's getting his feet checked 2-3 yards in the backfield, he's getting the ball from the quarterback, and he has to make a move, just like on these fourth downs that we're seeing him. Sorry, just a bone I have to pick with the fans. Yes, when it's 4th and 1, 4th and 2, you want to see Henry in the game, but what point have you seen us get push for Henry just to just run through the defense? Like, I haven't seen that this year.
So there's a chart out on Twitter which listed in order of success rate from top to bottom all the backs in the NFL in terms of their short yardage success rate. Okay, now success rate was what drove Henry's great year last year. He had a 58.8% success rate, by far the highest of his career, largely a product of getting to play with Lamar Jackson. And everybody says, oh, Henry helped Jackson. It wasn't the other way around. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, it's bull crap. It's basically Jackson has helped every single mediocre to bad running back he's ever played with. And then he got to play with a really good one, and he had a truly exceptional year. In fact, he had, by DVOA standards, the greatest year of the 21st century is of any running back. Well, this year, guess what? Bijan Robinson, who had a 60.2% success rate, the highest ever for a back with 300 carries last year, is next to last in the NFL in success rate on short yardage. The only guy below him is Derrick Henry, who had the third best ever success rate last year. And that's success rate on all runs, and we're for both those backs. And we're looking at, in 2025, their success rate on short yardage plays. Don't know exactly how the chart was defined. And I don't even know what metric they used for success. I'll just say that is incredibly striking that you go from 1 year, have two of the three most successful seasons of all time turn into the two worst in the entire league the next year. At that same, not exactly the same defined thing, but something that's at least similarly defined.
Yeah, and I hate the point that Henry has lost a step, because I don't think he has. I can't definitively say Derrick Henry has lost a step. I think it's more so continuity up front, getting the holes for him, and just them getting in a timing and a rhythm, which is weird to say because this is almost the same line from last year. So, stuff.
I'll give you another thing, is that the Ravens offense overall has not been good enough to support the defense being forced to defend every blade of grass. So we're seeing a lot of run calls, even when there are very stacked up boxes. And it's a formula for failure, period. I mean, you'd be the greatest running back of all time and still have trouble running into an 8-man box. And the Ravens on the first drive of each of the last two games have done a real good job of making checks at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
To move from run to pass, as is dictated by what the defense is showing you. And they really did not do that after that, though, in either game. And that's why they basically did not score in either game after those initial drives.
And that's where I get stumped, because, like, I don't get excited on the first drive, because I always can just understand that we're going to have this game plan on the first drive, and then we're just going to do some random play calls the rest of the way. Like, I just don't get it. Like, what's going on with the offense to the point where we sputter out of control after the first drive, even with Lamar in the KC game?
Yeah, I'll give you a theoretical part. It's true of Lamar in the Kansas City game is the example I'm not going to cover, but I think with a quarterback, if you have a Cooper Rush at quarterback,
yeah,
I think there's a certain number of plays you can put together where you can hide who Cooper Rush is as a quarterback, his limitations, with scripted plays. And then you can also set up your checks to be something that might be effective if the other team seems to be figuring out, even on the very first drive.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, in coming up with complementary pairings, it's like you're all of a sudden a rookie chef in the kitchen, and you're trying to put together food and wine that goes together with no real understanding, or not a full understanding of both. And it's not a formula for success.
Makes sense.
All right. Frazier, always a pleasure talking football with you. Tell folks where they can talk football online if they want to.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Thanks as always for your loyalty. If you have a topic you'd like to discuss on a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open. If you have a question for the mailbag, use hashtag film study mailbag. Try and make it obvious what show you want it included in. Otherwise, I'll just make a judicious decision if it should go in the offense show, the defense show, or usually a Friday morning GM is the third major show with questions. But love to hear from you, and thanks for listening. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse-quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.